Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The world famous WFAN.
Own it. Check. Don't run away from it. Check. Be funny about it. Check. Have the locker room love you. Check. It checks every single box.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Shut your mouth. Good day, sir. Say hello to my little friend.
Gerrit Cole is eligible to pitch in the World Baseball Classic for the Dominican Republic.
Because Rafael Devers is his daddy. Sleep with your mom's best friend. Check. Check. Own it. Check. Don't run away from it. Check. Be funny about it. Check. Have the locker room love you. Check. It checks every single box. My guy. My quarterback. I'm in love.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
That's what I'm talking about. 201. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to, oh, I don't know what you call these days. It ain't pretty, though. It's Yankee baseball. Phone number to join is always 877-337-6666. Got a great show for you today. Dana White stopping by later today. And, of course, joining us in Evan's seat is my main man, Cody Decker. Cody, what's good, kiddo?
Chilling, man. I'm over in Chicago. I sent you some photos. I played some softball this week, baby, but
yeah,
weird
but you said
softball.
You were going to hit five home runs. You didn't hit any.
It wasn't the right type of game. I was playing some weird-ass Chicago softball. Like, no gloves. It's like a gigantic 20-inch ball.
No gloves.
Like, it's literally... Yeah, no gloves. You have to. It's literally like you're hitting a basketball. It was fun, but it wasn't any semblance of baseball or softball. So I was just like, all right, they're all playing me 500 feet away. I'm just going to hit some doubles.
Is it like a co-ed league so that everyone can play and no one takes it too seriously? One of those types of things?
Yes, but the other team was taking it real seriously, and they did not like it that I was there, Craigie.
Well, because they knew that you were a ringer. So no home runs, though. So what did you do? You fly. Essentially, you were playing kickball is what you were doing, right?
I'm exactly what I was doing. I was playing kickball with a bat. But here's the thing. So I went 3 for 3, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. We won 5-3. I accounted for all the runs. I made 2 diving catches. I didn't want to make any.
Oh, that's why they were so angry with you, because they brought the ringer in and the ringer did what a ringer's supposed to do. Now I get it. And they did not run you out of Chicago just yet. But we have other things to talk about today other than Cody Decker's softball game in Chicago, although we'll get to more of it later for sure. Now, I know right now the winds are blowing west, so I'm wondering, you sitting in Chicago, can you smell it? And when I say smell it, I'm talking about the panic that has started to set in with the first place New York Yankees, who today called up not one, but two of their top minor league players for reinforcements, because they've essentially now gone 3 consecutive games without scoring a run. I don't even count last night's run. It was off an error by the third baseman, and it really, without that error, the New York Yankees have now gone 3 consecutive games without scoring a run. Now, I have been talking all week this week about how they're still up by 10 games. They're 30 games over 500. They're going to win the division. Slow your roll. Come on, Yankee fans. We're better than this. We're not babies. We don't cry. We don't panic. But even I have my limits. Even I have a line in the sand that you cannot cross. And I'm sorry. 40,000 people again last night traveled to the Bronx, paid their money to go see the first place New York Yankees, and they were treated with another embarrassing, listless, we don't care performance. And when I say we don't care, I recognize they do care. I know the players go home last night and they're pissed off and they're looking in the mirror and they're trying to find a good luck charm to figure out how to get some runs across the board. So I'm not suggesting they really don't care, but it appears that they don't care. And another listless, non-offensive performance. Great pitching again against an inferior offensive lineup, but I'm at my point now where something's wrong. It's broken, and I don't know how to fix it. Do you?
I don't think it's broken, but I am definitely concerned. And yes, can I smell the panic? Yeah,
I can smell I think because this is very anti-Yankee-like. You know, they bring up Andujar 2 days ago. They bring up Florial today. They're bringing Cabrera up today. And all of a sudden, the Yankees are telling you, we agree, we're broken. Broken.
Yeah, you don't see them do that twice in a week. And also, like you said, this team's offense has been anemic. I didn't realize this, and I said earlier on in the year, man, Aaron Judge, the reason why I do think Aaron Judge is the MVP over Shohei Ohtani is because when you take Aaron Judge out of this lineup, this team has been different.
Yeah.
However, it seems as though this go-around, dude, since the All-Star break, you take Giancarlo out of there, this team has been different. I'm starting to get concerned. Now, they're going to win this division. They're going to finish the season over 30 games over 500, if not better. But listen, it's still August 17th, Craigie.
No, and that's the rub on it. Like, first off, to be just totally transparent with everybody, I didn't even see last night's game. And it's not because I didn't want to. I got home. I was all excited. Yankees are going to finally turn it around. I really felt that way after the bad performance the night before to start the series off against Tampa. And I put on TBS, and I even tweeted out the photo of my television. Can't watch the game. Game's blacked out. I'm not allowed to watch Yankee baseball in Morris County, New Jersey, because they sold their soul to the devil by putting the game on Amazon Prime, which I'm still confused about how to get on my television set. And I know I should know how to do it. I don't want to do it. I want to put on the goddamn television and watch Yankee baseball. And thankfully for me, I didn't miss anything. Thankfully for me, I'd have to watch another 3 hours of the Yankee offense put goose eggs up on the board. So there's two parts to this. Number one, I admit I'm livid about the fact that the game was blacked out on TBS last night, and I don't have Amazon Prime on my TV. I'm sure I do, but I don't. So I wasn't allowed to watch last night's Yankee game. Number two, come on, guys. Like, what are we doing? You know, there are professionals in that Yankee lineup, and that includes Aaron Judge. Someone's got to get a hit with someone on base. And I'm not going to yell and scream that it's Aaron Boone's fault, because I don't think it is. I'm not going to yell and scream that Cashman did a bad job, because I don't think he did. But at some point, you can't go through the motions at home in front of 40,000 people day in and day out, and I'm pissed off about it.
No, it looks like they've been punching in the clock since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
That is a definite problem, dude. It really is. It's a legit problem. And here's the thing. The Yankees' biggest problem is not their offense. Their biggest problem is their pitching, and they have wasted the last four quality starts that this team has put out there. And that's just, quite frankly, embarrassing for a team that's above 30 games above 500.
Yeah, well, it's not 30 anymore, I can tell you that. And listen, I can tolerate losing. Like, we spend half our lives or more watching our favorite teams lose, right? We don't have the benefit of being, you know, Green Bay Packer fans, of being, I don't know, L.A. Dodger fans recently. You know, pick your favorite team, pick your favorite sport, I don't care. Like, more than half of our fandom as fans involves watching our teams lose. So I can tolerate losing. I'm even okay with it sometimes. What I cannot tolerate as a fan is the crap that the New York Yankee franchise has shown us since the All-Star break. It's listless. It's not entertaining. It's everything wrong with baseball. It's entitlement. It sucks. It sucks.
You bring up entitlement.
Yeah.
Well, who's the entitlement, though? I'm interested in that. What do you mean by entitlement?
I don't even know what I mean by it. It just seemed like a good word to throw out there. I don't know what that means. It's just like... Like, everybody wants, you know, $500 million contracts and 10 years guaranteed and the pretty girl to prom to say yes, and they don't do anything to earn it. Like, what are we doing?
This team has looked asleep. And it has.
Yeah.
And listen, I was here with you 2 days ago completely defending them with you, saying, hey, listen, a blip in August is not a big deal. I'd rather this blip happen now than at the end of September going into October. But again, this team's pitching is not phenomenal, and they've been pitching good and still losing.
I guess, and here's the thing that gets me, because Aaron Judge said it after the game last night, what you and I said on Monday, and I reiterated it again in your absence yesterday, and that is, it's very hard for me to get upset in the middle of August with 50 games to go and a 10-game lead, and a team that's over 30 games or 28 now, games over 500. Like, to keep it real, what am I screaming about? What am I upset about? It's a long season. This is the drought that every team does experience at some point in a season. Why am I getting crazy? And I feel that way. But when it goes Monday or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and there's nothing, and there's Aaron Hicks meekly grounding out to the pitcher's mound for a bases-loaded double play, there's the Andujar bat yesterday to end what could have been, you know, maybe a couple runs scoring early in the game. And I'm saying to myself, what, like, why 42,000 people went to the ballpark? Not to be guaranteed seeing a win, but to be guaranteed watching a first-place team play like a bunch of professionals. And you didn't get that last night, and you didn't get it Monday night. I'm sorry, you didn't. The New York Yankees owe the fan base an apology. And I guess the reason I'm upset about this is because I do believe everything we said on Monday. It's August. It's going to happen better now than a month from now. All that, you know, cliche rhetoric that, you know, we all say and spout off as athletes and people in the media, you know, if things aren't going our way. But here's the thing I can't figure out. And this is why I came in today with a chip on my shoulder. A, because I couldn't watch the game on TBS last night, which pisses me off beyond all. It drives me batty. I have an Xfinity remote that's got voice command on it. I hold the button in and I go, "Hello, Xfinity, New York Yankees baseball." And it takes me right to TBS. And I'm like, oh, I forgot the game's on TBS tonight. I'm good with that. TBS, great. What do I care, right? And immediately on my screen, game is blacked out. Game is blacked out. It's almost like they're trying to do me a favor. Like, they knew that they were going to suck last night, and they didn't want me to see it. Like, they were telling me, why don't you take the night off tonight? As a Yankee fan, we don't want you to watch the crap that we're going to put on the field tonight. That's how it felt. Like, they were doing me a solid. Go play with your kids today, Craig. Go take a sauna. Go to the hot tub. Play some wiffle ball. Kill a chicken. Whatever it might be. They knew that watching baseball last night was not a good idea.
It probably wasn't for any Yankee fan. But here's the thing. What is it going to take? What is it going to take for Yankee fans to kind of back off a little bit on the Yankees? Is it going to take just one win? Do they need to win a series? Do they need to go and sweep the next series? They're facing Kluber today. They should beat Kluber's ass.
Yeah, well, you said that on Monday, right? They should score 20 runs against that lefty nobody ever heard of. And
they didn't.
So I think, and I guess that's the question I want to ask because I don't have the answer for it, is I don't know what they're going to do to make me happy. I don't know what they have to do to make me think that there's an end in sight. I guess scoring 12 runs today and winning a game would be something. I guess that works for me. They've now lost 5 consecutive series. They haven't done that since 2006. So, which is a crazy run, not losing 5 series in a row. But here you have the first-place team in baseball. It's just, it's mind-numbingly bad baseball. It's boring. It's every reason my children do not watch baseball, because it sucks. It sucks. I tell you, I feel bad today for Pittsburgh Pirate fans. I know what you're going through now. It's horrendous.
Oh, come on.
And for you knuckleheads that DVR the game like Big Mac and Evan and wait till midnight to watch it. Yuck. Yuck. Throw up in my mouth. Ugh. Disgusting.
I agree that they've looked ugly, Craigie, but man, you're going all the way to, you went from 2 days ago with the complete calm rhetoric, guys, it's August, we're all good, not September, to today, oh my God, Pirates, we are Pirate fans.
That's right.
2 days, Craigie.
I'll tell you why, and I know where it comes from. I'm very transparent with this audience. My anger today comes from the fact that the game was blacked out. That's why I'm pissed off. A, because I had no idea that it was on Amazon Prime, because I thought that was just the Friday games. Then I find out last night, while I'm researching why I can't watch the Yankee game last night, that Tuesday Subway Series, Yankees-Mets, blacked out, can't watch it on TV. So be prepared for that. I know what Wednesday's show is going to be and Tuesday's show is going to be. They are blacking us out from watching Yankee-Mets next Tuesday also. It ain't just Friday. And meanwhile, while I sit here as a riled-up Yankee fan getting ready to take all the Yankee calls, there's another smell in town. There's another little odor that's wafting its way through Lower Manhattan right now, on its way west out to the studios in Chicago where Cody is sitting right now. Can you smell that? That's what we call 3.5. That is the odor of 3.5. That is the odor of the Atlanta Braves reminding the Mets, we ain't going nowhere. That is the odor of Met fans nervously now expecting the combination of Scherzer and DeGrom to do what they're more than capable of doing, and that is righting the ship. But remember, they don't always win games that those guys start. As great as they are, you ain't going to see them in the eighth and ninth inning, and it's most likely going to be a one-run game going into the eighth and ninth, and we know how that story goes. And if you are a diehard Met fan, who's enjoying right now the Yankee lamaze, the Yankee offense not scoring any runs, the panic that is setting in on the New York Yankee fan base, which we all exhibit. Remember that smell. 3.5. 3.5. And tonight's a very, very big game if you're a diehard Met fan, because if the Atlanta Braves somehow, some way, and I'm not suggesting they will, but if the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets tonight and clinch the series and get to 2.5. Uh-oh. We're going to have a lot of belly aching in this town. A lot of belly aching.
I'm not going to lie to you, Craig. I can't tell which fan base is more panicked. The Yankees, the Mets, and I'm not going to lie to you, I do a lot of radio over there in Atlanta. Every Braves fan feels exactly the same way as every Mets fan does. All of them are panicked. They're like, oh my God, the Mets are never going to pull away with this. And over here, you guys are, oh God, the Braves won't go anywhere. How about this? They're both going to make the playoffs. Yeah. I do think the Mets are a better baseball team, but you're right. 3.5, and their bullpen, listen, their bullpen's gotten taxed these last couple of days because of a couple of injuries that have happened earlier. Cookie Carrasco came out earlier than last night, Taijuan Walker. That is a big problem if Taijuan Walker gets out for a little while. But listen, you mentioned Scherzer's throwing tonight. Yeah, they don't always score when Scherzer's throwing, but they're going to have to lean on Scherzer long tonight because how the bullpen's been taxed 2 games in a row.
No, I agree with that. And the problem is, you know, will the Mets score any runs? Because you saw it happen, you know, the last couple starts with Scherzer and even DeGrom. You know, they pitch great. First guy comes in to replace him, and it's a home run. And all of a sudden, what are we doing? Like, you just wasted a great start.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.